Let's try to discuss Mipashak Tirchak a little bit. Oh gosh, okay, we have what, 18 minutes for shir? All right, so let's do a matzah shir. So up until now we've been discussing the sugya in a localized sense, meaning what happens here in Bamatzia, your Meshav Aveda, only someone who does not tell a lie, except for on three things. Now let's sort of zoom out a little bit and talk about the situations where you are allowed to tell a lie and what the isser of lying is even all about. So there is a pasuk in the Torah, Shmos Perachav Gimel Pasuk Zayin, where the pasuk tells us, Lo Sate Mishpat Evyoncha Beriva, that's pasuk Vav, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, V'naki V'tzad Galtaro Kilo Atzdik Rasha, and then pasuk Ches, V'shochad Lo Sikach, Ki HaShochad Ya'aver Pikchim V'salev Tivrei Tzadikim. What's this parasha about? What's the context of Midvar Sheker Tirchak? Very, very clearly? Dayanim should stay away from Sheker in their judgment. So you don't necessarily see from there that there's an issur to lie. Meaning, even if tirchak is a lashon of elos haseh in some way or another, you don't necessarily see that there's an issur to lie. You just see that dayanim have to be very careful about integrity. What's most interesting is that there's a sugya mesecha shavuos where the Gemara, Taflamet Aleph or so, where the Gemara goes through examples of midvar sheker tirchak. And the Gemara has 13 different examples, if I recall, 13 examples of midvar sheker tirchak. And you know what none of the examples are? Actually telling a lie. No, actually telling a lie. Many of them are dayanim. None of them are about actually telling a lie. So you get the sense that midvar sheker tirchak means more than just lying, but also less, because it's in the context of dayanim, but it's not just telling a blatant lie. Additionally, MS is a very important value. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us that chosama Shabbos tafnun hey, that chosama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. That the it's a fascinating Gemara. We don't have time for it, but if you read the whole Gemara, that we sort of like HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malach Gavriel to sort of mark people for the Malach Hamaves to know who to get, like to put a letter tough on them so that the Malach Hamaves, oh, that's Thomas, that's the one that I got to chop today. Interesting Gemara, but. In that context, the Gemara tells us our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chosom Shalat, the letter Taf, is also the last letter of MS. So once it's talking about the letter Taf, it mentions that. And it says that that's how Hashem signs his name. Chosom Shalat, Kodesh Baruch Hu MS. Why do I care how Hashem signs his name? Why do I need to know anything about Hashem? I'm never going to understand him anyway, fully. I could read Derech Hashem all day long and all day, you know, all night. I'm never going to really understand Hashem. Right? So from a Talmudic perspective, from a Gemara perspective, why is it that I need to know midos of Hashem? How Hashem is? The Torah tells us you're supposed to follow the ways of Hashem, and the Gemara tells us in a couple of different places, mahu afata, just like Hashem is rachum and chanun, you have to be rachum and chanun, and that's what he is, and you have to do the things he does. Mahu malbisharum and afata malbisharum, you have to do the things that Hashem does. So we're supposed to imitate Hashem. So if we're told that Hashem signs his name, emes, well, that tells us that should be our signature. Not in the literal sense, but that if we had a defining trait, that the trait should be emes. And the Mishnah tells us in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, parak Aleph, Mishnah Yudches, by some counts, Ramashimah Gamliel Lomer, Al Shosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omid, Al Adin, Yala Emes, Yala Shalom. Three things that the world is sustained on, Din, Emes, and Shalom. So Emes is a critical value. The question is, is there a mitzvah of Midvar Sheker Tirchak? Is there a mitzvah lo saseh, to not tell a lie? It's an unusual lashon. It's not lo sashaker, it's not pen tashaker, it's Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So there are five marmakomos of achronim, gedolei achronim, who seem to assume that Tirchak tells me something more than a regular lo saseh. Or different than a regular lo saseh, either more or less, that it's in some way different than a regular lo saseh. So I'll just run through quickly the five. The Orchos Sadikim in Shar HaEmes, I think I have it here, yeah, it's verse number 12, if you still have it. The Orchos Sadikim in Shar HaEmes says that a person has to be very careful not to even inadvertently speak falsehood. What does that mean, not to even inadvertently say something that's not true? Meaning, normally, If I have a lo saseh, so in the moment, don't do that action. Don't tell a lie. But you can't even, let's say a person you want to give Maisa money, right? It's a proper minhag, perhaps a mitzvah daraisa, a mitzvah drabanan, we pass just a minhag. You want to give Maisa money. So it's great, it's great. But what's your best chance of actually doing it correctly? Meaning, at the end of the year, you're going to say, oh, I made about, I don't know, I tutored a little bit, I got some money there, and I probably made about X number of dollars, and if I made $100, I'm going to, about $100, I'll give 10. But your numbers might not be accurate, meaning that those numbers might be off. How do you make sure that your numbers are right? That you initially set it up, that all the money that comes in, 10% goes to the charity account, right? Then you know that, if you're keeping good books, then you know that your numbers are right. Midvar Sheket Yochak says, Yoch Sadikin is, make sure that you set up the system in advance where you're going to know that everything is true, that whatever you're saying is true. Keep clear records of all your dealings so that you're not going to have to be guessing when there are answers that are needed, because those guesses might be wrong. So it's beyond a regular Los Asay. It's tirchak, to have an extra distance. Or another possibility, the munkacher, the minchas aluzer, in Chelek Gimel Simin Yud Ches of his tshuvas, points out that normally we have a rule, Savit Daraisa L'chumra, Savit Drabban L'kula, Savit Daraisa L'chumra. Is that itself a Din Daraisa or a Din Drabban? Savit Daraisa L'chumra. Rambam is showing him, right? Rambam and?
Not everyone else, please.
Okay. Rashba, Ravid, right? So the Savit Daraisa, what is Rambam hold?
Rambam
holds that Savit Daraisa L'chumra is a Din Drabban. Savit Daraisa L'chumra is a Din Drabban. It says the Pnei Yeshua Masech Zgitin, if Savit Daraisa L'chumra is a Din Drabanan, then now I understand very well why Svek Sveka is L'kula. Because every Svek Sveka is a Savit Drabanan, right? Meaning if the Din that Savit Daraisa L'chumra is only a Din Drabanan, so a Svek Sveka is a Savik on Savit Daraisa L'chumra, which makes it a Savit Drabanan, right? That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains Shita Sarambam. Okay, so it's only a Din Drabanan. Svek Sveka L'kula, according to everybody. Tirchak, says the Minchas Elazar, might suggest that even though Safik Darais Lukum is only a Din Rabbanan, and therefore when you're wearing your Torah glasses, you're looking from a Torah perspective, from a Daraisa perspective, a Safik Daraisa and every other Din in the Torah would be Lakula, right? From a Torah perspective, when the Torah gives an Isser, it means you can't Vadai do the Isser, but Safik Isser is okay. Maybe Tircha tells you that even Safik Isser is also Min HaTorah. It's a second way that tirchak might mean more. It might mean more than the regular Isser. Third way, the Aznaim L'Torah, and these Maram Kolmas, by the way, I found in Rav Daniel Feldman from Yeshiva University, has his first English book is called The Right and the Good. And he has, all of his books are about Ben Adam L'Chavero. That's like his obsession. In The Right and the Good, he has a chapter on Emes. So he dug up all these Maram Kolmas. So in Aznaim L'Torah, on the pasuk, Midvar Shekhar Tirchak says that sometimes it's permissible to lie, right? We've just spent the last week discussing about the times that it's permissible to lie, and even so, Tirchak means at least stay away from a Dvar Shekhar. What does that mean? How do you stay away from Dvar Shekhar when it's permissible to lie? So normally, if I give someone an impression that's false, Is that also lying? Without actually saying words that are a lie, is that also dishonest? Of course that's dishonest, right? If I'm giving a false impression, that too is dishonest. When it comes to sheker, even when you're allowed to lie, at least don't say a blatant lie. Keep it as a false impression. Meaning, what he's doing is he's making a separate madrega. That there's lying, there's white lie, right? And there's truth. Now, normally both white lie and direct lie are us. But when we say Mishanim Mepnei Shalom, Purya, Ushfiza, Mesechta, all those things that you're allowed to lie about, at least stay away from Dvar Sheker. Stay away from something that's an explicit, blatant, obvious, direct lie. That's another thing we learn from perhaps Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Also, Sefer Chasidim, Taptav Reish Samach Beis, Sefer Chassidim writes that normally Grumma is going to be Pater. Some Sovereign Ebn Ezra quotes this, that normally Grumma is Pater. What if you are Gorim someone else to lie? So maybe Tircha tells me that even B'derech Grumma it's going to be Aser. How could you be Gorim someone else to lie? But you know they don't have the strength to tell you the truth. You caught someone, right? You caught a child, you know, his hand in the cookie jar or whatever. And you say, what? Were you just taking a cookie from the cookie jar? And you know he's going to look at you with those eyes and no, right? But you know he was. Right? So don't put a person in a position where they're going to have no choice but to lie, or they're going, or you suspect that they're going to lie. Midvar sheker tirchak. Stay away not only from you telling a lie, but stay away from any sort of dvar sheker. And fifth, there is a famous tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Actually, no, Gev Lag Bomer, because I think the tshuva was written Lag Bomer. Famous tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger about ksiva kedibur dami, ksiva lav kedibur dami. Well, why? Why does Kivega discuss Ksiva Kedibur or Ksiva Lav Kedibur? Where the writing is not speaking. You know, this Chuvah is from Kivega. Chuvah starts out that we were at a chasana. I think it was Kivega's own chasana. And at the rabbi table at the chasana, which I guess at Kivega's wedding was probably every table, right? They were talking about if you write a letter during Svira and you date the letter, you know, Lag Ba'omer, but you haven't yet counted that night, can you still count with a bracha? Right, or Yotze counting, Ksiva Kedibur, or Ksiva Lav Kedibur. Right? Okay, good. Last night, in Shul, Mincha ended, and it was a minute or two after Shkia, and we went right into Mariv, and the guy that got up to daven Mariv is in Avelis. So one of the other Avelis said, well, it's Lag Bomer, there's an Avel daven a Lag Bomer. So he started with, it's Lag Bomer. And it was after Shkia already. Even after Plag would be a shot, right? It was after Shkia already. So was he already Yotze Sfiris Omer, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. He's supposed to say last night was Leiv Ba'omer, right? You're not supposed to say tonight is Lag Ba'omer. So Rukhi Vegra has a discussion, Ksiva Kedibur, Ksiva Lav Kedibur, and it's a discussion on Kala Torah Kula. That's something that requires Dibur, so what about Ksiva? Says Tosfos and Rabbasu Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, Mishas Ksiva Hu Da'aver Le'al Midvar Sheker Tirchak. That if you write a lie, that is a violation of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Aye, but maybe Ksiva Lav Kedibur. Yeah, Kuli Amal Lo Pligi. When it comes to Sheker, Tirchak means even if Ksiva is Lav Kedibur, it is Kedibur over here. The Sefer Chassidim points out that even nodding to something that's false is also a violation, because that's a hin tzedek lav tzedek, right? Should say hin shalcha tzedek, that your yes has to be tzedek, it has to be true. So if someone says, are you a world champion boxer? And I go, right? I nod. That is also usur, because my hin is not tzedek. I know it may be a shock to you, but I am not a world champion boxer, nor do I have any aspirations to be one. Okay, but we have okay, 4 minutes. So 4 minutes for just like the lumdus of this, the nature of the issue. Is it an issur benam lechavero or an issur benam laatzmo? So benam lechavero is that you're mistreating somebody else. Benam laatzmo is you're just developing a sense of falsehood in yourself, right? And the main nafkamina, whether it's benam lechavero or benam laatzmo, what if it's a harmless lie? It doesn't hurt anybody. So if it's an issue ben adam l'chavero, so it doesn't hurt anybody, right? I was once on a vacation in Arizona with my wife in 2002, I think it was, and that makes sense. Is that when we married? Yeah, we were. So in 2002, we were on a vacation in Arizona, and we were on this Jeep ride in Sedona, the most beautiful place in the country. And it was all non-Jews and me and my wife on that Jeep ride, and I'm wearing a baseball cap so no one can tell I'm Jewish. And the driver has to make it like a Hamish experience, right? So everyone needs to learn everybody's names. I'm like, oh, this isn't going to go well. My parents never gave me an English name. My name is Aryeh, right? So I'm going to say, what's your name? Aryeh. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's Hebrew for what? What does it mean? I mean, lion. Why would they name me a lion? I don't know. You know, I just didn't really want to have this conversation. Like, I wasn't in the mood for it. So they said, what's your name? So I said, David. I don't know. It was the first name that came to mind. My name is not David. I have no connection. It didn't hurt anybody, except for when they were trying to get my attention later. They're like, hey, David. And I wasn't responding. And my wife is like, David? So, you know, but it didn't hurt anybody. So is that asr? So if it's an isr ben l'chavero, then there's no isr. If it's an isr ben l'atzmo, that you're training yourself in sheker, then l'chavero would be asr. Another nafkamina. What if you're not even lying to another person? I stand in front of the mirror and I say, you have a full head of hair. You are 6'2". You are a super genius. You are whatever. And I just give myself, and every word of it is sheker b'chazav, right? But it's not hurting anybody. I mean, not only not hurting anybody, no one's even hearing it. It's just me. I'm just telling it to myself. The lashon, the yad haketan on the Rambam says that lashon midvar sheker sounds very much like any untruth is included, even if it doesn't cause any harm. Sefer Yerayim, Rabbi Feldman quotes, holds that it's only asr midrabbanan if it doesn't hurt anybody. And Rabbi Yochanan Frischel Perlau in his Sefer Mitzvah on the side you go, in his commentary on the side you go, Sefer Mitzvah, it's Mitzvah Chav Beis, says it's not even an asr midrabbanan. Okay. Another possibility, what if I don't lie, I just hear lies? Right? Am I allowed to tune in to lies? Am I allowed to listen to politicians speak? I don't know. Right? Is it? I didn't name any politicians on either side of the aisle, okay? So I'm on safe ground. By besmirching an entire profession of public servants, right? So is that included in tirchus? That also would depend on bidon mechavero versus bidon l'atzmo, right? You're not committing anything bidon mechavero, but if you put yourself in an environment of sheker, so maybe that would be problematic. Or what if you withhold elements of truth and therefore harm the other person? So you didn't actually do anything that's sheker. You didn't actually do anything that's sheker. But it is still ben al-mechavero because incomplete truth is, in a certain sense, sheker, and that it could harm somebody else. In the Tshuvah Shevet HaKalhasi, Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Saditas, he discusses, can you correct the iser by telling the truth? Meaning you did an avera, so is it like a lavanita klaset? Oh, no, I was just joking. I'm not really a world-class boxer. I'm just a Rebbe in yeshiva. JK, you know, like, you don't have to be afraid of me. So the Shevet HaKalhasi says you can apparently, you can. Meaning why? Because he assumes it's been on the chavero. Okay, so before the person acted on your information, you told them that it's okay. But it's been on l'atzmo, telling yourself the truth after you've already accustomed yourself to kivin shavra adam avera v'shanava, you know, you told a lie or two, so naslo keheter. Well, the next time it's not going to feel so difficult to tell a lie. It's not going to be as challenging to tell a lie the next time. The impact that it has on your neshama is still going to be there. Okay, there's so much more, and we should bring rayas and stuff. Okay, but. All right, whatever. Next week we'll start a new sugya Bezras Hashem. I'm not sure which one yet, but we'll see.